Today is Easter Monday. Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed! Woo!
On our Lenten journey this year, we encouraged one another to join Jesus at the table throughout the Gospels. We encouraged and invited each other to the table each week with the same expectation as having dinner with your favorite people in your favorite eatery. But these tables, you've had Jesus as your always inviting and welcoming host who longs to have a deeper relationship with you. What has this year's Lenten journey been like for you? How would you describe to a friend who asked, how was it eating with Jesus these last several weeks?
As we join Jesus once again at the table, realize that this too is a post-resurrection table moment. Like us, perhaps, these two followers of Jesus have many questions and doubts, fueled by unmet expectations as they travel life's road. Notice that Jesus joins them, but they are unaware. Jesus first listens, then helps them process and verbalize their angst through his question, "What are you talking about so intently?" As you join Jesus at this week's table, notice when your fellow table guests see Jesus and how they respond.
That same day, two of Jesus' followers were walking to the village of Emmaus, 7 miles from Jerusalem. As they walked along, they were talking about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things, Jesus himself suddenly came and began walking with them. But God kept them from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing so intently as you walk along?" They stopped short, sadness written across their faces. Then one of them, Cleopas, replied, "You must be the only person in Jerusalem who hasn't heard about all the things that have happened there the last few days." "What things?" Jesus asked. "The things that happened to Jesus, the man from Nazareth," they said. "He was a prophet who did powerful miracles, and he was a mighty teacher in the eyes of God and all the people. But our leading priests and other religious leaders handed him over to be condemned to death, and they crucified him. We had hoped he was the Messiah who had come to rescue Israel. This all happened 3 days ago." Then some women from our group of his followers were at his tomb early this morning, and they came back with an amazing report. They said his body was missing, and they had seen angels who had told them Jesus is alive. Some of our men ran out to see, and sure enough, his body was gone, just as the women had said. Then Jesus said to them, "You foolish people, you find it so hard to believe all that the prophets wrote in the scriptures. Wasn't it clearly predicted that the Messiah would have to suffer all these things before entering his glory?" Then Jesus took them through the writings of Moses and all the prophets, explaining from all the scriptures the things concerning himself. By this time, they were nearing Emmaus, and at the end of their journey, Jesus acted as if he were going on, but they begged him, "Stay the night with us, since it is getting late." So he went home with them. As they sat down to eat, he took the bread and blessed it. Then he broke it and gave it to them. Suddenly their eyes were open and they recognized him. And at that moment, he disappeared. They said to each other, Didn't our hearts burn within us as he talked with us on the road and explained the scriptures to us? And within the hour, they were on their way back to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 disciples and the others who had gathered with them. Then the two from Emmaus told their story of how Jesus had appeared to them as they were walking along the road and how they had recognized him as he was breaking the bread.
Imagine Jesus being with you and you don't see him. How does that make you feel? What areas of your life are you missing Jesus? Where could Jesus be with you and you don't realize it? What helps you to see Jesus in the everyday moments of your life? What hinders you from seeing Jesus? How has joining Jesus at the table during this year's Lenten journey enabled you to see Jesus more clearly at the tables of your life?
As you hear of selection of today's scripture again, where can you place this table in your life? With whom can you share this table?
Then Jesus took them through the writings of Moses and all the prophets, explaining from all the scriptures the things concerning himself. By this time, they were nearing Emmaus, and at the end of their journey, Jesus acted as if he were going on. But they begged him, "Stay the night with us, since it is getting late." So he went home with them. As they sat down to eat, he took the bread and blessed it. Then he broke it and gave it to them. Suddenly their eyes were open, and they recognized him. And at that moment, he disappeared. They said to each other, "Didn't our hearts burn within us as he talked with us on the road and explained the scriptures to us?" And within the hour, they were on their way back to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 disciples and the others who had gathered with them. Then the two from Emmaus told their story of how Jesus had appeared to them as they were walking along the road and how they had recognized him as he was breaking the bread.
How often, or maybe better put, have you ever experienced the burning of your heart as you were in the presence of Jesus in prayer, scriptures, or in the community of other Christ followers? Then the two told their story. Do you find yourself moved with this much excitement that you share your story of how the risen Jesus has revealed himself to you? Why or why not?
On the Emmaus Road, a poem. Christ is risen. The risen Christ is in our midst. Do we see him? Do we hear? Are we distracted on this life's journey by questions, by doubts, by fears, by pains? Hear Christ's voice. Hear Christ's voice knowingly asking, where are you looking? Hear Christ's voice. Hear Christ's voice compassionately teaching. Don't mistake these fears, questions, and unmet expectations as signs of ungrace by me. Hear Christ's voice. Hear Christ's voice lovingly reassuring, for I have been with you in the midst, listening, gracing, and loving you through. Now at the table, accept my invitation. Now at the table, hear my voice. Now at the table, see my grace. Now go and invite others to join us at the table of my long and narrow, wild open kingdom.
In these final moments today, clearly hear and feel Jesus with you at the table. Spend some time thanking Jesus for what he has taught you on this year's Lenten journey. Then, spend some time listening to Jesus and hearing who he is leading you to share your story with and invite to join you and him at his table.
Come to the table. Jesus is expecting you.